I want to welcome everybody to the city budget workshop, Shore Acres, on August 13th, 2015, at 6 p.m. First line of business is roll call. Mr. Stahl.
Okay, Mayor Moses.
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Adams.
Here.
Alderman Wheeler.
Here.
Alderman McCowen.
Here.
Alderwoman Schnell.
Present.
Alderman Jennings. We have a quorum.
All right, moving on. Item 1.1, budget workshop for the fiscal year of 2015-2016. Spent a lot of time for the last couple of weeks working on this budget. Spent a lot of time up here at City Hall and on the phone back and forth with David. As y'all obviously can tell, if you look at your form and it's in front of you, your budget, it's revision number 16. So that obviously gives you an idea when we start out, I think, at 12. However, this budget is a budget is always, I would look at a budget basically, everybody looks at budgets different. Myself personally, I look at a budget means this is what you're budgeting, but it doesn't mean it's an open book to spend it. I think that, especially looking at social media, people tend to think that, oh my God, what are we doing? My objective here, there is no gain for myself nor any city councilman sitting here by us spending a bunch of money. My objective is to figure out a way to, how can we pay for things if something happens? In our last budget workshop, I was asked by Alderman Jennings to, if he would like something leveled out, showing a negative gross line, things of that nature. I don't have a crystal ball in the middle of the table. I cannot tell you that two engines are going to blow up in a patrol car. I can't tell you a tractor is going to drop a rod. I can't tell you if one of these buildings are going to collapse if we have some severe weather. I can't do that. All I can do is go through this budget, put numbers in, look and see what I have. If you look at last year's, it looks like we turned out pretty well. This year, you see a change. Each year is different. Prices go up on everything. There's numerous issues that come to mind. The council has every right to turn around here and go through this. We'll go page by page tonight, and anything that you feel that you want to red line, we can discuss, and we can go through. This was a workshop, so this budget is not the one that is clearly cut that's going to be it. And also for the citizens that aren't here and the ones that do listen, the thing about this is, once this budget is approved by the council in here, then we're going to have a hearing on the budget. That is the time that the citizens get to speak at the budget hearing and let us know their opinions if they feel they're not happy somewhere. Then we have another meeting on approving the budget. So this isn't the almighty, this is it. This is the way it's going to be tonight. I have to say I was a little disappointed, and I have to say this because it's been stewing with me, and I'm not real good at letting things stew. The council, I understand your point of not approving. I didn't expect approval, but not even a motion and a second to discuss the idea on the heavy trash. I was not present when we had the meeting to cease all usage of heavy trash. It would have been nice that we could wait it a little bit until I came back and then we could all have a fair shake at it. I do not think it was privy to shut a cycle of something of that magnitude off without having a contingency plan. I think that was just very irresponsible. I hear that about myself a lot from people speaking. Well, I have to say, I think that was not right. Because then I saw numerous social medias that it's on the mayor. I had numerous calls, numerous emails. I got no problem. I got on it. I spent my time. I did my duty as an elected official. And then, there's things that can be fixed. We can go in there, we can discuss it, we can change it. So I put to the council tonight, the council needs to come up with some ideas, besides myself, to figure out how we're going to get this problem fixed. And this needs to happen rather soon, because now we're going to have no service in the month of September, and I doubt it's going to be there in October by the time this all gets rectified. However, I could be wrong, and I hope I am. But, I'm by no means am I the savior. I wasn't trying to be the savior. What I was trying to do is do my job the best I could. I feel like I didn't really get much of an opportunity, anybody to at least look at it. Once we get a motion, a second, we discuss it. We you don't feel like it's good, well, we fail it. Let's come back to the drawing board. But right now, I've had nobody from the council send me anything or say anything about how we're going to fix this problem. And this seems to be a burning problem. And the reason I bring this to the council is I don't know how many more phone calls my phone could take before it burns up. And my emails. I'm not trying to complain. What I'm trying to say is I need your help. We need to try to, I need people to help me out on this. And we need to figure something out on that. So when we get to that line item, please think about what we can do to, you know, come up with some good ideas to get this fixed. I have two handouts I'd like to give all the council members that you do not have, that I asked David to get, and I apologize. There's been a lot of numbers going through my head. If I have a question tonight, I may even ask David, because I'll be honest, I've changed numbers on things so many times with David, I can't even remember myself tonight, it seems like. But what I'm giving you is a five-year look at the employee wages. So what this is telling you, when they have raises and things of that nature, how much the increase was. You do not have that one. I'm going to give you that one. I'm sorry, Mike.
David, do you have this?
I don't.
So what is this one we're playing with?
Okay, this one, I don't know, did we put it in there?
Oh, yeah. You got it in.
I've got okay, it. Okay, I'm sorry, we did put it in there. My apologies. Okay. And then I'm going to hand you.
The same.
Okay. My apologies, I thought you didn't have it.
Well, I think it was put in their boxes this afternoon.
Oh, that's
right. Okay. Schnell picked one up earlier, and it wouldn't have been in there.
This has the holiday pay, the leave of absent, vacation time, and things like that. I'll get loose. I tell you what, gentlemen, I apologize. I don't have extra copies, but I tell you what, can I give a copy to each one of you? You can just share it. Would that be okay if y'all want to look at them?
We're friendly.
Okay. Well, I mean, you're standing here.
We got next to each other last night at the speaker meeting, too.
I don't want
to. We didn't have to fight over it.
There's nothing on here that's confidential that it's all public. There are some things that are confidential with wages, like child support, things like that, that the open public cannot see by law. So I just want to make sure I didn't break any laws. All right, so we put those to the side, if you would. And what I'm going to do is go to probably GF1. The GF1. And instead of reading line item by line item, I know that y'all all have plenty of time. I'm sure y'all make notes where you want to stop at. On GF1, starting at the top now, is there anything anybody would like to discuss on that page that you see? From the property tax, the non-property tax, license permits, capital property, is there something on there that you have any discussion? I can't have the public, I'm sorry, intervene on this. Ms. Snell?
I'm good.
Okay. I'm going to move over to, I'm sorry, Mr. Wheeler.
No, go ahead.
GF2. General fund revenue, municipal court, miscellaneous transfer general fund. On GF2, is there anything under the municipal court area, the fines, fees, security, court, warrants, anything to discuss there that you see that doesn't look?
I have just a question.
Please do.
Under the municipal court, where it's grouped together, where it's blacked out there with court technology, et cetera, why is that that way?
That's because the accounting software that we have for court does not talk to the accounting software we have for general ledger.
Okay.
And so all those numbers that are in the hatched out are rolled up into the fines and fees number. And then it's broken back out. When we get to the end of the year, then we go through and we break it all out so we know what the end of year was. But we actually get to the end of the year.
Okay.
Then you follow that?
Yeah.
Alderman McCone took a point of privilege, so after that question, I'm going to hold here for a moment until he returns. Thank you.
I just blacked it out so that you knew there weren't missing numbers.
Okay.
It's all represented in that.
I don't recall ever seeing that before. Is that good?
Yeah, every year it's just shaded out. This year I put the little hatch on there.
While we're at the point of privilege, does anybody need to run the men's room, ladies' room?
No. Give me about 30 minutes.
Councilman Combs, rejoin us, and we'll come out of point of privilege and move on to the miscellaneous section. Is there any questions in line items from child safety, volunteer park contributing grants for the police, or other income?
I do have one other question.
Yes, ma'am.
On 4232, under municipal court, the court technology fees, I know that we've discussed that before because that is designated funds that can only be used for certain things.
Correct.
I know in years past we hadn't utilized them. Did we do anything as far as that?
Yes,
this year? We have.
We replaced the municipal court, replaced the computer down here, which she's using right now for court.
Okay.
And so it was used for computer software and equipment.
Okay. That's all I need.
Thank you, August. Any other questions about the transfer areas?
Just go on record as not being real tickled about tapping into our reserves once again, but that shouldn't come as no surprise.
Yes, ma'am.
$254,000+ mm-hmm. from the general fund reserve. I just want to go on record.
Yes, ma'am. I'll go ahead and move to page GF3. Start getting into meats, potatoes, and things here. Administration expenditures on personnel. As you can see, in 2013, we budgeted 125. We went to 135 and then 150. Starting off on those line items, any questions from council on that section? Overtime, longevity, certification pay.
I would make a note that you see a decrease in longevity. And that's because the longevity pay in this budget is split between all the departments. And so the longevity amount will be roughly on par, but $3,256 are taken out of the administrative fund, and you will see new line items in the other departments.
Okay. Thank you, Dave. Any questions on the personnel? Anybody?
How often do we shop for insurance for our city employees?
That would be Mr. Stahl.
We have looked at it in the past. We are with Texas Municipal League, and we've got a real favorable, it's a shocking about how little our insurance has gone up. We made a change about 3 years ago and went to what's called a core plan. And it was at a big savings, and it has been wonderful for us. There is no deductible. And what happens is the insurance pays 80% from the very first, which means the employee pays 20% from the very beginning. And it turns out that they're less inclined to go do anything when they never get to a free point, if you will. And the insurance has been very reasonable. We've been very happy with it. Seemed very small. One of the things, though, that's a crystal ball issue for us, and when you look at the insurance, you'll see that we're really low, and we're showing an increase in there. Is that I factor in a 5% increase? I believe it's 5% increase in insurance because our insurance rate changes in April, so we'll be well into the budget before we'll know what it's going to be. Of course, if it doesn't go up, or it doesn't go up that much, that money just stays in there and rolls to the next year.
And usually on the 5% interest, is that because of the administrative fees from TML to go ahead and cover the paperwork?
No, that would be a 5% increase in our premium.
Okay.
If it were to happen. We've been coming in under that, and we've just been letting that money roll forward. So we've been really doing well with the insurance.
Okay. Is there a across-the-board percentage on the wage increase? A certain number?
There is. The mayor had me put 5% in.
We looked at that, and, you know, the idea is, as I started looking back, if you go back over the dates, when you look at this, the last raises we're looking at, paper somewhere. October the 11th, I'm just starting off the top, Mr. Stahl at 45.50 from the October the 2011 on to now. The administrative clerk, and you start going down. Really, when you look at this, the ones that have raises are your newest employees. You look at, say, Sergeant Thompson. You see a raise, you know, there's a raise there. He went from a patrolman to a sergeant. Let's see, I have some other ones down here. Let's see. You know, you start looking like Hossie, basically going up. I mean, but if you look at the long-term longevity employees, it's been the same across the board. You know, a lot of people go for cost of living anywhere, at least let's, the people I talk to in the business world do from 3 to 5%. Some of the larger companies may do 6.5%, 6.25%. What made me hit the number with the 5% was the fact that we're looking back all the way from 2011. Now, this is a touchy subject. I have heard numerous issues over this from people and battles, and rightfully so. I totally understand. One of the biggest things were raises back, I believe Mr. Stahl had somewhere around a 19% raise some time ago. It was a few years back, you know, before the 11, or around the 2011. But, you know, all the other years in the time, things have gone up. One, when you do a cost of living raise, you generally do it across the board. That's one thing. Secondly, I can tell you that you have to do a, you know, if you're going to do a raise system, across the board. Mr. Stahl even offered not to take a raise. If it was to, if his staff could get raises, he would decline his. However, his contract doesn't say that. And I requested to go over that with him today, and the bottom line is that he's entitled to one. I think he's entitled to one anyway. I don't, you know, when I start looking at people go back that far, now, of course, the new employees that, you know, come on, they're not going to get a raise. This is only for specific ones that haven't had that cost of living raise. So, you know, but there again, it was a 5%. Something the council can look at. But that was the number that I put out there, so you can be aware of it. I'm glad you asked that, because that was on my agenda to ask. So, thank you.
And I believe you might have said... Did you say 19%?
I wasn't.
It was 12.
12%. It was 12. You're right. I'm sorry. I was looking at something and I apologize. It was 12%.
It went overstated.
Okay. You would have taken 19.
Yeah, well,
okay. All right.
I do have one question under the personnel. I'm trying to remember what we did last year. Under administration, personnel, it has the city administrator, city clerk, which is Annie, and then an unfunded administrative clerk position. Is that still being held open? Or are we putting money aside for that? Or is that gone?
It's gone.
It's gone.
It's gone. Check it out. This, since I went back to show the rates to fiscal year 2011-12, I left that in there so you could see there had been a position.
Okay.
That position was created for an assistant, and it was never filled, and then it was removed.
Okay. Open for questions, Council.
There's, let me point out another change here that affects the numbers. In the one administrative clerk position that we do have is currently held by Annie. Annie works a 32-hour work week. That was a compromise we made with her. Last year was budgeted for 32 hours. In this budget, it's changed in the budget to a 40-hour position, although Annie will continue to work 32. If something were to happen to her, if she were replaced, it would take someone working 40 hours to catch up and do what she does. There is a notation all throughout the budget. You'll see it here at the top of GF3, at the bottom there, that the wages shown in the budget don't represent an automatic increase for anyone. So there's and that's one reason we also wanted to provide the current rate of pay, because what's in the budget and what the current rate is are not necessarily the same. We start someone off depending on their qualifications, so they may not start at top pay. We budget for top pay so that we have that in there, but we don't necessarily pay that.
I'm glad David brought that up. That was as you can see, we haven't really got it very far into this, and that's where the crystal ball comes in. You know, if somebody comes out, then if it's not budgeted, then we have a problem. Then you're dipping into something else to get the money. So.
And I guess I'll just go ahead, because it'll be repeated in every department. Might as well get out of the way. When you look at some of these line items, for example, longevity pay. Longevity pay, when we do the budget, it's based on the employees we have today and what longevity they would get paid on November 1st. If they leave before November 1st, that money won't be expended, but it's our maximum liability. If you look at certification pay, it's the opposite. We budget for certification pay for every position at the maximum certification pay that position could have. So if all of our employees hustled up and got certificates in the next couple months, we'd have to be able to cover that. If they don't, that money just rolls over. So you'll see their certification pay in the budget for the two people in administration, and only one is eligible. And so at this point, but next month, there could be two eligible. And so those are budgeted for the maximum amount. That's also true of things like the workers' compensation, those things that are tied to percentages on the wages, use the total of available wages and available overtime. Of course, we don't pay any taxes on overtime that's not used, not expended. So those are all the maximum numbers.
So before I get, I don't want to go down to the next block until we get all the what, you know, since when we came back to the wages part, I'm asking the council, what's the feelings about the 5%? Because I'd like to be able to know that we're all in agreement before we move to the next section. So then now's the time to talk about it.
Well, I agree that we do. I mean, cost of living needs to happen, and we haven't had that in quite some time. Just because we are running such a deficit budget, I mean, that's no secret to anybody here. No. It is a deficit budget to the tune of almost $600,000 deficit budget. Mm-hmm. Wondered if we could just look at maybe 3% and run those numbers. That way, at least they're getting something, and it maybe won't hit us quite as hard.
Mr. Adams?
I was thinking perhaps 4. I might as well run some numbers while you're at it. But no more than 4.
Under normal circumstances, I would agree with Nancy. I know that based on at least my job, which basically we get cost of living raises, and that's it, then they run about 2 to 3%. Most of the time it's about 2.5%.
Yeah, that's what mine's always been.
The problem with that is this is not normal circumstances, and we have not kept up with cost of living for the last 4 years. A one-time 5% raise doesn't really bother me that much. I think there's other places that we can, if we're truly wanting to cut into the deficit, I think there's other places that we can cut into the deficit. But if the rest of council says, you know, 3% or whatever, I'm okay with that. I just think that based on what has transpired and the fact that We haven't given any raises in quite some time, and for the ones that have been around for that four-year tenure, I think they deserve better.
I know that we have a ordinance about phones. I'm trying to get to a calculator here, so I have to have that. You know what, I'm just going to tell you what, I got a better idea than that. Why don't we, Mr. Adams is talking 4%, Ms. Snell was 3%, Mr. Wheeler was talking just 5%.
And I'm probably going to go ahead, because of the cost of living, whenever I just put a pencil to it quickly, over the last 5 years, they've already lost 10% on COLA. And by doing so, they're way behind the ball versus everyone else that's in the private sector. When you go to work for the city, you understand at the time that you go to the city that you are not going to make the big bucks. And from what I've seen from all of our city employees that are working for us, they're always given 100%. And being the rookie on city council, but at the same time still having to deal with my family and the cost of living, I have no problem whatsoever with the 5%, because it may be, Dave, it may be another 5 years before you see 5% again. But, you know, at least we can just say, hey, this is the best we can do, and, you know, there it is. You know, I wish we could do more, but the money's not there, and, you know, we're stretching it right now like a rubber band to get it there. But I don't want to lose any of the employees that we already have, because if LaPorte has an opening, you know and I know that they get paid better. So
sadly, I know that's true.
And then you have to wonder what's going to come in.
I have
and
former employees working over there today.
Do what now?
I said I have several former employees working over there today.
I tell you what, why don't we do this? Why don't I leave this on my notes? We'll leave it hanging. Let's go through the rest of the budget, see where we can trim some other areas that you want to trim, and then we can come back to this, and maybe we can make up the difference. How's that?
Do we have any totals that would say...
What's the difference between 4 and 5? That's one of the things. Just how close is it going to really impact
the grand total?
I'll tell you that.
Because we're really bound by our ordinance not to really use our phone, so I don't want to use my calculator, so I'll let you figure it out.
Yeah, the difference between 4 and 5 is about $9,000 on the general fund total.
So the difference between 3 and 5, I'm just bringing, do your calculator, but I'm thinking around 17.
That's about
18,000.
18, 17.
Yeah. My math's
looking
to
do
my brain, okay.
So I know that in 2012, I didn't get an adjustment. But I know that in the last 11 years, I got 4 pay adjustments, including cost of living, total in 11 years. And I think that, I haven't looked at all the other employees, but I think the other employees track the same way, that we have worked to balance the budget by not giving cost of living.
Yeah, when you start looking at cutting costs, and, you know, I knew everybody was going to almost... Well, not everybody, because to be honest, I had a lot of positive calls, too. You know, because people, you know, there again, a budget doesn't mean you're going to spend it. It may show deficit, doesn't mean you're going to spend it all. However, the thing about it is that, you know, we need to concentrate on the stronger things. You know, when you look at wages, employees, do we want a 30% turnover rate, or do we want a 2% turnover rate? You get what you pay for, and that's generally what happens. So, you know, I'm just throwing it out. Why I put 5% is, and did put 7%, hope y'all would drop it down to 5, was a simple reason, is that I think 5, for the amount of years they've gone by, is well deserved. I think if you come out of here and don't give employees, and, you know, you just have, to me, the wages and bulletproof vests are the same thing. That's just like Public Works not giving them a tractor to mow grass, tell them to get out there with a weed whacker. All right, so, but why don't we leave that one there for right now? Let's move on, and then we'll come back to it at the end of this meeting. If that's okay with council, if they're all right with that.
May I ask a question?
Yes, ma'am.
Alderman Mound, when you asked the difference, you know, between the 3 and 4 and the numbers we were given about the 9,000 at 4%, that is strictly for 2 personnel. Administration only, or is that across the board
that's
for all employees?
That's the entire general fund.
Okay.
And that is based on the full budgeted wages. So anyone who's making less, the dollar amount will be less, and anyone, so it's the maximum.
Okay.
And any vacancies, then we'll reduce that number. But that's your maximum liability. If we had every slot full and everybody was paid maximum budget.
For the record, I feel they truly deserve 5%, but just looking at numbers and trying not to dip into reserves and stay ahead, that's why I propose a 4%. But it's not a big difference, but we'll look at numbers
that's
later.
That's why I suggested, let's see if we can find some other places to cut.
Yeah.
Another 10 or 18, whatever we have to.
At least we've got numbers now to think about.
Any other questions under the personnel? If not, I'm going to move on to maintenance and supplies. Start off with 62-10, maintenance and building.
Big jump.
Let me tell you why I jumped that. Mr. Stahl will jump in every now and then, but I'll speak about the budget that I did. Have you walked up the front steps of the city hall? Have you walked in my office or in the city office between Mr. Stahl and mine? You have roof shingles hanging down. You have lights that have caused problems. You have decaying front area. The whole building up front needs to be repainted again, the whole stairway and all. You have bird nests that are going to be cleaned out and power washed. You have numerous inside areas. What you really need to do is walk upstairs and walk around the buildings and look and see what's going on with the buildings. I know we've got the AC situation under control next door. But, you know, when I looked at that, we put it on there, there's an area to probably trim down a little bit, but I know that we, David, where is, I can't recall, please correct me if I'm wrong, the limestone I talked about, you and I talked about over there, is that under this guideline?
No, it'll be in the public works.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
That line item, 6210, the 8,000 increase in that is for the drop ceiling. We had previously budgeted year before last, and we had put in...
And we took it out.
Yeah, we put in $6,000 for drop ceiling, and then we went out and got quotes, and nobody would do it for less than $7,500 to $8,000. And so we didn't do it, and that money just rolled back in, and the next year didn't get budgeted.
You remember that one, Nancy?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So that's... There again, we cut it last time.
Yeah, you got safety
now,
issues.
So, you know...
Okay, I'm good with it.
Any questions under...
Can we get the repairs done that's needed? I mean, you talk about the drop ceiling going to be $7,500 or $8,000. You got $10,000 budgeted.
Right.
What other repairs need to be made as far as... You know, it does no good to replace drop tiles if you've still got a leaking roof that is going to damage the new tiles.
We've got a brand new roof.
Yeah.
Okay. This building, we've done a lot of work on. It was not grant eligible at all, so we've done it in small bites, you know, like what you're seeing here. We did all this, you know, out of our own pocket. We put an insulated metal roof on this building. It was a system I designed. It's decked. It then has insulation, and then it has the metal roof on top of that. And we have driven our electrical costs down by half with that new roof. So the roof is solid. The other $2,000 that's in there is the routine maintenance of things like pressure washing and cleaning up and repainting the steps. It's not enough to repaint the exterior of the building, but it is enough to do all the other maintenance that's required right here.
I can tell you in my office up there, that I've been frequently seen quite a bit of, there's balluses out in it in the center hallway. They're $40, $50 each. Then you got to start thinking about the lights and things. If the whole system, I got to change the light out, that's about $100 for the lights. I mean, it won't last long.
And I don't know if anybody's really paid attention to the ceiling up there, but this building has been remodeled several times. And so the grid system, there are walls that have been removed, and the grid comes up and doesn't meet the next grid. And so there are pieces there where the ceiling has been removed. The light fixtures, someday would like to put in the budget to replace those there. The 2x4 drop-ins, but they're 1988 vintage. It's not when they were put in, and they need to replace with high efficiency and proper fixtures. But, you know, just one bite at a time. I don't want to put new light fixtures in the old grid and have them at risk. I'd like to get the new grid in, and then next time around we can look at fixtures.
Okay. Any other questions in section maintenance and supplies? Before I move on to the next one, is everyone in here okay with moving on with that section? As I check them off, I just want to make sure they're checked off, that everybody agrees on that. Instead of having, if you don't agree on it, we need to make a note so we come back so we can get this thing completed. All right. I'm going to move on to services. You look down at services. Is there any questions under 6310-10 from that point on, looking at your line items? I know this one's not a big eye catcher item on this one. But it's just housekeeping, but I'll make sure I'm just asking. All right. We're moving on to services. We're going to go ahead and clear that one off. We're going to go to GF4, administration expenditures. Start off with 6340-10, legal notices, newspapers.
Since we changed newspapers, thank you, God, and no longer having to pay the extortionary rates from the Chronicle, even though it's not a whole bunch, every little bit helps. Is there any way we can
trim the 15?
Trim that.
What's it costing us, David? I don't recall that one.
Well, actually,
in the years, $390.
Yeah, there's some variables that will impact our end of year. You can see last year's end of year was $1,100, and I've only got $390 in here, but some of that depends on what happened here. We have certain publishings along with the budget and with taxes that I can see aren't reflected here. And if we do something with the tax rate, we're required to do quarter page ads by law twice, and those ring up pretty quick. That's certainly a whole big improvement over the Chronicle, but and of course anything that doesn't get.
Did we do that last year?
Pardon?
Yes. The quarter page ads. I mean, we basically have to do that every year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because we're always.
And we ran 1,100 last year, so I don't think that 1,500 is unreasonable. If we have something else that comes up, if we do, for example, a zoning change, and we have talked about changing zoning districts. There's a lot of publishing requirements to go along with that.
When's the last time we had a zoning change?
Well, it's been more than 10 years. But so
my 4 years I've been there.
The Planning and Zoning Commission has recommended 3 zoning changes and sent them to council, and council hasn't acted on them yet. And I know the Planning and Zoning Commission has asked me about when council is going to move on their recommendation. So it will come back up in the future.
And folks, we can put a line through it. If you want to put a line through it, we can cut it some.
What are y'all's thoughts? Because when did we change the newspaper? It's been this year, hasn't it?
No.
It was last year? Yeah. Last year.
The most I could see cutting is $300, and that's pushing an envelope.
This is mine.
Right.
I just want
to.
Yeah, I think they're the same.
Well, of course, I don't know.
Yeah, there. Okay. I just made sure.
16. Oh, good.
Yeah.
This is what I'm marked up.
So we're going to move on. We'll leave it at 15.
We have to.
All right. How about the next line item, election expenses? You see 14 there, 15.
Now that changes whenever
we have to do our own.
We have to.
Yeah, actually.
Is this going to be an off year, or is this going to be a shared year?
They're all shared years, but every other year is shared with the college district. They have their election every 2 years, and so they'll be back in this time. And I'm kind of hedging that we'll have a share because this year we only split with the school district. And if we hadn't, our cost would be about $14,000.
Which we budgeted $11,000.
Yeah. if we really wanted to make sure, we'd change that number to 14. But since it is a year where both of them have the possibility of having election, I'm just hoping we have one or the other.
It's not a whole lot of fun doing budget.
We did have a couple expenses that made that $6,900 a little more than it would have been. For example, we replaced all the batteries. All the election equipment has a battery in it. They're all plugged into the wall, but they all have a battery, a standby battery. And I think it's every 3 years we replace the batteries. And they're all proprietary, and they're not cheap. And so we did take an extra hit on batteries, and I don't anticipate buying any batteries in this next year.
All right. 6343.
What is merchant
services? Explain that.
Merchant services is the fee that we're charged for processing credit cards. And the reason it's gone up is not that the fees have increased, but the number of people who are using credit cards to pay their city bills now has really increased. And so, you know, it's in terms of municipal court, we charge a convenience fee. And so we get that back. It really doesn't impact us.
Wash.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
6344.
I increased that. That is the city code book, both in paper and online. And we have seen a steady increase in the number of ordinances that we've been passing and changing the code. And those translate into more costs.
6350 was emergency management, so that stayed across the board. 6356, please stop me if anybody has any questions. I'm just going to read them off. That way you can look at them as I read if you have questions. Stop.
Just to be more efficient. I kind of like the way we were doing it earlier. It's just in blocks.
Well, if you're okay with that, I mean, yeah, I felt like hard
because, I mean, like you said, we are going to have another one after this. Okay. So this isn't the gun to our head.
So let's look at the...
And really, we didn't have that much time, not even, you know, 36 hours since we got the email of this.
All right. Well, taking a look at this section here. Any other questions going down from the 6342 down to, or 40 down to 91?
I have a question about 6364, the auditing and accounting. I've seen historically, you know, we've budgeted 32, spent 28. The increase, is that because we're going to be using a different firm this time?
We go out for proposals and we get the crystal ball.
Yeah, we're at this is our six or seven year. What?
Six.
6 year rotate. Remember we talked about last year to go to someone else?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And the
legal fees, the same problem, same situation.
No, legal fees is we've had a lot more
public request
activity. Open records has been a
$15,000,
quite a bit.
Yeah, this year we've finished about 16,000, so it's a 3,000 increase. That's a 20% increase.
Any other questions in that block section?
On that, do we charge a fee back to part of their work permit or city permit? Do we charge some of that back whenever he inspects it? So,
which
is there any way?
63,
67. 67. At the building inspector?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, actually, we make money on that. Absolutely.
Any other questions under that block section?
One other.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Fire protection, the current contract we're with this wonderful city of LaPorte, how long is that good for?
It was a three-year agreement.
Okay. And then on the EMS?
The EMS is annual.
That's Clean Sea Claims.
It's a Clean Emergency Medical Corps.
Which we're all on board of that.
We had a board meeting last night, passed a new budget. And the board held our rate for Shore Acres at $25,994.
Wonderful.
So there'll be no increase.
Perfect. Thank you.
We wanted the city of LaPorte. We had tried them because at first we were a little bit hesitant about Clemcy, but LaPorte wanted to rake us over the coals. Unfortunately, it was just...
It was absurd.
It was way out. But I have to say, Clemcy, I've looked into them and the records, especially their medical director. He runs a tight ship. And so, you know, the only thing we had concerns with that came down to it was ETA time, but I think that's improving. It's improved quite a bit.
It's improved every year from what I understand.
I think you're going to see a bigger improvement once that school gets out here. I think you're going to see an even bigger improvement. So I'm feeling pretty good about having them.
Oh, yeah.
Compared, but that's a major cost savings to us. It's like Nancy said, it was up there.
And when you talk about the college over here, Clemcy has the contract for Port Houston Authority,
mm-hmm.
So they are the ambulance for Bayport, or for the Bayport Channel here. They also have the contract with the city of Pasadena. So this college campus is in the city of Pasadena, so Clemcy has a contract for that, for EMS. So we're not just out here hung out.
They have more incentive to keep a box over in this area.
Well, we were also blessed with the fact that Bayport now sends out an engine company. If there's something going on over here. So that was a real... You know,
and that's a function of, since Clemcy contracts with the Port of Houston Authority, Clemcy got the Port of Houston Authority Fire Department first responder certified, and so to keep that current, they run the Clemcy calls in Shore Acres. So if we have a call here and the ambulance is off, they'll send a fire truck from Port of Houston over here as first responders. So it's worked out really well for us.
Is there any reason why we're so low the budget on our fire protection, just because we haven't had that many fires? I mean, what is the deal? How does that work? Do we not have a hard contract, or is it like per call?
No, we do, but the rate changes mid-year, and we didn't have that when we did the last budget nail down. So we expect to be at 118 this year.
Okay.
All right. We'll move over to GF5. Municipal court expenditure, starting out personnel, 61-20 wages. Looking at that block section there, questions?
And that's just Brenda, correct?
Correct.
Correct. Okay. Down to the next block, services, starting off with 6292-20, court security, starting off with that one. Any questions on that one?
How did it go down?
Sir?
How did that go down?
Okay. On court security?
Yeah.
Actually, it's going up. It's a little confusing because this is one of those restricted use funds, and so we have 13.9 in those funds, and we anticipate expending $6,000 of that this year. And then we have revenue, which you saw, which was much smaller, will add to the balance. After you take the $6,000 out of the $13,900, you add the new revenue, and that gives us a budget number of $10,700. And we can't change that number because that money's all earmarked by the state. Did you follow that? Did I lose you? The same is true of the court technology fund. Although we're doing a much better job, it's easier to spend the court technology money than it is the security money.
Looking at the rest of that block, 6390-20 or 72, any questions in there?
Like set expenses.
You'll note we've reduced the judge retainer and the prosecutor retainer. That is a function of having gone from twice a month to once a month court. It's been a little longer at one night, but we pay portal to portal. So when the prosecutor comes, we pay some of his travel time to get here. We reduce that by half.
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
And this is going to beat a horse, and this may not be the time or place, but I still want to get it off my chest in regards to the court. David, I don't know what we need to do. I don't know how many outstanding warrants that we have? I know that they're supposed to be put in SETSIC. As we get them, are they actually being put in SETSIC? Because I know every day whenever I go, the pickup for LaPorte, for Baytown, is Sims Road at 225. And there are at least three or four times a day passing prisoners that have been stopped, locking them up, transferring them in, so we're getting our money back. How are we, as far as we're spending $5,000 a year, $5,500, how much are we actually, are we collecting that much in warrants? If not, what do we need to do to pick that ball game up? Because that's a lot of money that we're, it's money that we could use, we're not getting.
Yeah. There are two things in that warrant reporting. It's Omnibase. I don't know if you're familiar with Omnibase.
Right.
And SETSIC. We have completed the training for SETSIC. We've completed the terminals for SETSIC. That was part of the technology stuff. And we have changed police chiefs in the middle of SETSIC. We have our SETSIC agreement with the county and with the group, and we're ready to go. We've not started the process of loading in the warrants. But the money's budgeted there to do it. That's why we're at 39 instead of 57 for the current year.
Okay. Now, when we start doing the loading, that's going to be a manual process, and to do each, not...
No. We have already had our software vendor write a program that will pull it out and will import it directly to SETSIC. So we won't have to manually put that in. We'll be able to do it in a block. We're mostly going to be limited by the 30 cents per entry of money. And another thing that was a prerequisite that slowed us down is we went back through all the court records, and the judge purged all of the warrants that we had where we had no driver's license number or date of birth, because we didn't want to load SETSIC up with people who we can't tell it's really the right person, and we don't want to arrest people that we aren't positive.
We didn't want to check our TML insurance policy for sure.
Yeah. So we had to go through that process first, because they can't run the program and load it all up and get the wrong people in there. So that just, it's only been a couple months since the judge did that, and we've now cleared those out. They were warrants on the books, but unless those people just showed up and volunteered to turn themselves in, we couldn't in clear conscience go out and arrest somebody just because their name was Jerome McCowan, and we think you're the right guy. So we're it's moving forward. It's not going nearly as fast as we'd like to. The chief has had his hands full with other things, and the ball's really in his court at this point.
Conservative time base, how long do you think it's going to be till we'll start seeing some kind of possible income from the SETSIC? How soon will we be up and running? At least 80%.
I would...
Ball, just throw me in, you know, 4 months, 5 months?
I hate to put the chief on the spot on that, but I can't see a reason we can't have it up and running by January for sure. And Omnibase has already been producing well for us. We've only been involved in Omnibase now for 5 or 6 years. And, you know, when you can't get your driver's license renewed till you come talk to us, it has a big impact.
And is the Omnibase the same one that LaPorte's using with Pearland and Deer Park and Baytown, where we all share information?
No, and that is also a system we've been visiting with them about. Omnibase puts a hold on the driver's license through DPS. Omnibase is a DPS vendor, and we report every month, and it goes by from our computer to DPS, and then it goes on your driver's license record, and you won't be able to renew your driver's license with that on there.
Okay, so if they're reported to DPS, I'm just making sure that everyone understands what I think is going on, and they get a hit on Omni. As soon as they come to us to pay, not only will they have to pay the traffic, they're going to have to also do the FTA, aren't they? Fair to appear?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, they have to be clear with us completely.
100%.
That's a pretty good a pretty good stick.
Well, it's actually a better stick than SETSIC, because of the number of people that we get, that we go out and we do get, who sit it out. We contract with LaPorte, and we have Denise Petrano is an associate judge of our court, and all the charges all stack together and all get paid at the same time. So you're talking about 1-2 days maximum, and then we pay LaPorte for housing for that period of time. So we get no revenue back.
It's a loss leader.
We just lose that, which is one reason when someone turns themselves in here and says they want to sit out, they're fine. We tell them no. Say, nope, we're not going to do that. You know, you're coming up here because it's convenient for you today. we're going to catch you on a day when it's not convenient, and that's where we're going to put you in jail. And then when that's hanging over them, about a quarter of them will just go ahead and pay it off. They'll get on a payment plan, and they'll pay it off, even if it's $5 a month, and we'll get something in, because having them sit it out just costs us.
Okay. Sorry for the delay, guys.
That's okay.
No problem. All right.
Thank you.